you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It's a Friday edition of the Coach's Corner. Haven't had any local coaches join us on the show this week because it's just so hit or miss with the Christmas moratorium. But Carbon boys and girls basketball, they've been playing over the last couple of days. In fact, yesterday, the Lady Dinos played host to 5A West, as you heard during that last commercial break. They got a fairly lopsided victory. They are now 10-2 overall in the season. And joining us right now to talk a bit about that and some of the other things happening at Carbon High School, we have Coach Ted Bianco. Coach, great to hear from you today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. Hopefully you had a Merry Christmas, and I know definitely helped you guys getting a victory right out of the gate after Christmas, knocking off West yesterday at home. That's a 5A school, and you guys handled them with relative ease.
Yeah, they got some big, strong, physical girls, and they had three or four girls that could shoot the ball really well, and they gave us some fits during the game at times, and we responded well, in my opinion, And we got the victory, and the kids got to go home happy yesterday. So I was very pleased with our rebounding yesterday. We out-rebounded them 39-22, and I thought we did a great job with that. We created quite a few turnovers, especially towards the end of the ball game. And for the most part, I thought it was a good effort on our kids' part. We just got to do away with some of our mental lapses that we have at times during the game, and also we got to work on not fouling so much.
You talk about handling your guys' business up on the glass. I don't have the rebound statistics, Coach, but Cyan Bigelow, she did finish with 14 points for you guys. I'm assuming that she did some damage on the boards throughout this game.
Yeah, she did. She did a great job on the boards. Taylor Passarella did a good job on the boards. Actually, all of our kids across the boards well, and we have a few guards that can get in there and then mix it up and grab rebounds for us. And I thought our post players did well yesterday. I thought our guards did a fine job, and so I was quite pleased with our performance overall.
McKenna Sorensen scores 15. Cyan Bigelow scores 14. Lindsey Blank scores 12. But you also get 7 out of Kelsey Sorensen. How much easier is it going to be for Lindsey if you guys can get that kind of production offensively from other girls out on the court?
Well, after the North Summit game, I challenged our post. I said, we've got to have a post presence if we want to have success throughout the rest of our season. And in order to do that, they have to step up both on the offensive and the defensive end of the floor. And they've done a good job of that our last two games. So I've been very pleased with that. We just got to continue to make sure that we continue to attack and play together as a team and make sure that our post players are getting the ball when they're open, and they've got it on their end, put it in and rebound for us, and also be a presence down low on the defensive end of the floor. So I think it's working well. I've been very pleased the last couple of games with what's been going on with our effort on with our guards and our posts, and if that'll continue, if we can continue to get better with that, it's going to make us a better team going into February.
You mentioned the loss to North Summit. I've had an opportunity to watch that team twice now. They also beat Emory. That is a very good basketball squad. And a lot of people look at it, they say 2A. You can't let the classifications fool you. That is a team that's full of athletes front to back. I'm sure that was a great learning experience for your girls. That's a good team.
They're a very good team, and they're well coached. They play good defense. They got kids that can score with the basketball. They got kids that can share the basketball, pass the basketball. They're an all around basketball team. We were fortunate to beat them at their place last year when we did. So they're, like I said, they're a very good basketball team. They're somebody that's going to create a lot of fits for anybody that they play against. It doesn't matter what classification they're in. They're ranked number 12 in the state, so they're a top 20 team in the state in all classifications. So I didn't go away from that game feeling real well about the way we played, but we got beat by a good team, and that's something that we learned a lot from, and hopefully we get better from.
Were you able to see what your girls, I mean, I'm sure you know what these girls can do, your girls can do, but going up against a team that's filled with that many athletes, seeing girls move away from the basketball, seeing some of the sets that you guys would run, I mean, were you happy in that regard, seeing how your girls stack up to a team that's very athletic?
I thought we got ourselves back in the game. We played sluggish the whole night against that team. And one of the reasons why is because they're so athletic and they move so well with and without the ball. But I was pleased with the fact that we battled back, that we got ourselves back in the game. The only thing that we didn't do a very good job of in that night in particular was we didn't get stops. You know, we'd go down, we'd cut their lead 2 points, and then we give up a 3-point play on the other end. And those are little things that, as the season goes on, that we've got to get better with. And then that's something we talked about in the locker room after the game and during our next practices is, you know, we gave ourselves several chances and opportunities to get back into the game and then take a lead, and then we would go down and we'd have a momentum killer. We'd miss a layup. We'd miss a free throw. We'd not get a key rebound, or we'd foul them when they're shooting the shot and let them make it. You know, those are just little things that we've got to get better at as a team. And as we do get better with that, our success is going to be much better going into league play.
You can definitely win games when you score 50 points, but I don't think it's a coincidence, Coach, that the two losses this year, they've come when you guys have given up 60-plus. I mean, sometimes it's very difficult to win games when you're giving up that many points.
Well, if you give up 60 points in high school basketball, you're setting yourself up for failure, and that's, you know, something that we've prided ourselves on every year is our defensive effort and the things that we do defensively. One of the things that, you know, that helped those two teams score the 60 points that they scored is they had some really good kids that could get themselves to the basket and they could shoot the basketball, and that's something that we've got to do a better job of stopping. And you know, Fruita and North Summit, both to their credit, they're, like you said, they're excellent basketball teams, and they were the better team that night, and we didn't step up to that challenge as well as we could have. In both those games, though, to our kids' credit, they gave themselves an opportunity to take a lead. They gave themselves an opportunity late in the game to have a chance to get the lead back and put themselves in a position to win. And we just got to, like I said here, is do a better job of taking care of that business. And if we'll do that, then we'll be just fine.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino Basketball Squad. Coach, you guys did begin a 4-game homestand yesterday. That's a very tough stretch for you guys here over the next 3 games. You get Juan Diego, always a very tough team. You'll get Park City, both of those games next week. And then we're there to region play a week from Tuesday against North St. Pete. Tough 4-game stretch for you guys.
Well, and you know, the Juan Diego game and the Park City game are coming at the right time for us. It's a chance for us to get ourselves prepared for region play, and hopefully our kids will step into each of those games, looking at those as league games. And that's how we have to approach them, is, you know what, these are games that are preparatory games, so let's approach them as a league game. Let's go out there and let's do the things that we do well. And the thing that we do the best is play defense, and that's something that we can never give up on, is our ability to get stops and rebound the basketball.
It's definitely a difficult time of the year for a coach. I mean, you have the holiday season. You come back from Christmas, you get one game against West. I know things are a little bit sticky on what you can and can't do with the moratoriums. How do you feel the girls look as far as in shape coming back from a week break?
Well, yesterday we played like we'd had 7 days off. You know, it's just, you can ask your kids to work out and stay in shape and such, but that's a hard thing to do. They got time off with family. They got Christmas. They've got snacks. They've got all those different types of things going on, and they should enjoy that time off. You know, and now it's time to get back to basketball, and they showed up to practice Wednesday morning ready to go, and I thought we had a pretty good practice that day, and today we had another good practice, so we'll... our team's going to get better as the year goes on, and so just keep working hard. They'll keep themselves in shape and be where they need to be at the end of the season.
I definitely keep tabs on Region 12 as a whole, Coach. Richfield looks very good. Juab is at 7-2. North St. Pete has a couple of quality wins. I'm really excited for league play. I know it's not that far off, but it looks like it's going to shape up to be a very interesting season once we get things underway.
In my opinion, I think our region is probably the toughest region in the state, just with the top 3 teams in our league right now. I think us, Richfield, and Juab are 3 of the top 3 teams in the state, and I honestly believe that the competition that we have is as good as any league in 3A. So I think our region is going to, there's going to be some big battles during the season, and it should be fun to watch.
Yeah, between Region 12 and Region 9 is always competitive. I mean, if you look at Region 10 and 11, there's no doubt you guys have the toughest, no doubt.
Well, I think, you know, Region 9, obviously, the St. George League is always considered one of the top leagues, but in my opinion, I think our league this year is as good as it's ever been. So I think we've got an opportunity, whoever wins our region, to do very well at the state. And I think the top three teams in our state will do well. If the top three teams in our region will do well at the state tournament. So I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see our kids compete at that level. And I'm hoping that they step to the challenge each and every night, because if you don't bring it, then you're going to walk away sad, that's for sure.
Right. Coach, before I let you go, with you being the athletic director at Carbon High, we have to mention some of the other sports. I know we've had Coach Fawcett on to talk a little bit about the wrestling program, and we've kept very close tabs on the swimming team as well. Winter sports has gone very well for Carbon High so far.
I think we've gotten off to a great start. All of our coaches are doing a great job with their programs, and it's fun to watch wrestling and swimming have the success that they're having this year, and our boys basketball team has gotten off to a great start. So our drill team's gone to a couple of competitions and done great in those competitions, and it's been a fun winter season so far. And hopefully that pays off in the end when it comes time to go to state.
Definitely. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. Hopefully you have a very happy new year, and we'll catch up again with you next week.
Appreciate it, and you guys have a happy new year also, and thanks for having us. We always enjoy talking to you.
Again, Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad taking out the time to join us here on the show. When we return, we'll talk some NFL football. We had no game last night. We have no games tomorrow. No games Monday. Everything is Sunday as we close out the 2016 regular season. NFL football talk when we return.